The FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is now underway, and so is a new round of political fighting. Kavanaugh's confirmation is on pause while the FBI interviews key witnesses who may have information about Kavanaugh and the sexual assaults he's alleged to have committed at drunken social gatherings in high school and college. President Trump says he has not put any limitations on that investigation, but Democrats say that is not true. We're joined now by NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, good to have you. Thanks for being on.
And thank you for having me.
So there are questions from Democrats about the scope of this investigation and who exactly is dictating where it can go. Can you give us any clarity about who the FBI will or will not be talking to?
Well, we know who they have talked to a little bit so far. They have talked to Deborah Ramirez, for example, one of the other people who are alleging sexual misconduct on the part of Brett Kavanaugh while she was in college with Brett Kavanaugh at a party where they both were drinking. And so we know that they've at least spoken to her. We have heard that the White House would prefer the FBI not to speak to Julie Swetnick, for example, who was another person who had come out saying that she had seen sexual misconduct on Brett Kavanaugh's part when they were in high school. But we don't know exactly how far the FBI is going to go. They only have a week's time or less than that at this point. So it's unclear just how many interviews they can possibly do to get it wrapped up in that amount of time. So we'll see where that winds up going.
One of Kavanaugh's friends at Yale says that he will submit a statement to the FBI today that will describe Kavanaugh as a belligerent drunk when they were in college together, which would refute Kavanaugh's testimony on Thursday. Will details like that be considered? Is the FBI going to take that letter into consideration at all?
Well, you would think if there was a deeper investigation, I've heard some former FBI agents talking about and saying that if there was this kind of new information that would come out, they would want to talk to everybody that they possibly could. You know, we'll see if they wind up doing that. The bigger thing is this is political. You know, this is not a trial. This is not a prosecution. This is not something where Brett Kavanaugh is going to be found guilty of anything at the end of this process, or at the end of this week. So the information that's coming forward has to convince, you know, a few wavering Republicans if they believe that it gives them enough confidence that Brett Kavanaugh did nothing wrong and was not culpable of any kind of sexual misconduct, or if they're comfortable with his nomination based on whatever the FBI winds up finding as it talks to these various witnesses.
Well, let's talk about those wavering senators, those wavering Republicans. Here's Jeff Flake on 60 Minutes describing how the protesters who stopped him in the elevator just before the Judiciary Committee meeting on Friday helped him decide to call for a pause while the FBI did that investigation.
I just knew that we couldn't move forward, that I couldn't move forward without hitting the pause button, because what I was seeing, experiencing in an elevator and watching it in committee and just thinking this is ripping our country apart.
So Flake will be a key vote here, of course. So will Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. Do we know anything about how they're feeling in terms of the scope of this investigation?
Susan Collins tweeted on Friday that she agrees with this, what she called sensible agreement to go and have a further investigation. In fact, I think, you know, what Republicans are hoping is the most likely scenario here is that a limited FBI investigation that maybe doesn't look at everything, you know, winds up giving Republicans a degree of political cover to say that they're comfortable, that they haven't been able to corroborate the stories from 1982, and that they are okay with Brett Kavanaugh at this point. You know, Jeff Flake, before what happened to him in the elevator, had said he was going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. So we'll see if there's something that changes his mind.
Briefly, the Supreme Court starts its new session today. It has a pretty low-key docket, which may not be a surprise considering this fight that we've been talking about.
Yeah, pretty awkward, though, to start with just eight justices. They heard two cases today. And, you know, technically, Brett Kavanaugh could actually rule on these cases if he is, in fact, confirmed after not hearing the arguments, which would be kind of odd. And a lot of people looking at that and saying there's no real precedent for that. So how this court goes is anyone's guess at this point, depending on how long this controversy continues.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro, thanks very much.
You're welcome.